Welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Today we focus on infrastructure works taking place in Northwest Clarendon under the Jeep component of the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP.
We have some areas that persons were not able to traverse, to go to work, to church, to wherever it is that they had to go. They had to be changing shoes and so on when they passed, especially in the rainy season and so on. So most of the roads were in the flood of condition.
Constituency Development Fund CDF Officer and Constituency Secretary for Northwest Clarendon, Natalie Walker-Rose. Now, thanks to the Jeep component of the MIDP, residents of Thompson Town and other areas in Northwest Clarendon have access to fully rehabilitated roadways.
We had three projects that we worked on. We had the Chocolate Market to Windsor Road, which had an estimate of $1.8 million. The second project was the Cove Road, that had an estimate of $3.6 million. We have not completed payment as yet for the first claim was $2.4 million. The third project that was done was the Lodge Road, and the Lodge Road had an estimate of $3.5 million, and the claim was $3.2 million, where they came in under budget for that one. We had resurfacing of roads. We have road project was done in terms of the pavement. They have some curb and channels that were put in place as well. We had a little bushing that was done. And there are some areas that almost new roads were put in place, especially in the Windsor area. We had a little area that we had to cut out to put in a road there.
Councillor for the Thompson Town Division in Northwest Clarendon, Calvin Shirley, says over 100 persons received employment on the various road projects.
Based on the U-drain, construction of the V-drains, road, marling, aisling, sweeping, over 100 persons were still employed. For many who employed, it was good because we are living in a remote area. So when you're not at the farm, you have to look somewhere else. So this road work network that have taken place across, it helped a number of persons. It drives revenue to them. They welcome it.
We must say we are thankful that in Northwest Clarendon we have been blessed to have these work taking place. Most of the community members are pleased and they are able to see these projects as some part of their taxpayer money going back.
CDF Officer and Constituency Secretary for Northwest Clarendon, Natalie Walker-Rose, and before her, Councillor for the Thompson Town Division in Northwest Clarendon, Calvin Shirley. Jeep is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. Jeep also provides employment for persons with special needs as well as those with low skill levels. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission. Chikungunya is a disease caused by a virus spread by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Symptoms include fever, severe joint pains, headache, muscle pains, nausea, fatigue, and rash. Persons at risk for severe symptoms are infants, the elderly, women in the late stage of pregnancy, and persons with underlying medical conditions. Go to your doctor or nearest health center if you experience these symptoms. For further information, call 1-888-1-LOVE or 1-888-663-5683. A message from the Ministry of Health.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.